Word for Jamaica, brought to you by Grace Missionary Church, 7 West Avenue, Kingston 10.
Luke chapter 18, verse 1. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. Jesus understood the importance and the power of prayer, and he came to set the example for us. It is a good thing to begin the new year in prayer and make it a habit for your life. You and I know that prayer changes things. It is a clear promise from the Word of God. But did you know that prayer also changes you and me? It changes our priorities, and it puts our lives in alignment with God's plan. Here is a formula that someone devised for prayer. It is the acronym SELF. S is for surrender. Each day, you and I must surrender our lives to the Lord. We must say, "Lord, I report for duty. I give you my life today. I am your child, and I want to be in your will today." E is for empty. After surrendering, we must empty ourselves of self, sin, and anything else that would keep us from fulfilling God's plan and purpose for our life. We must say, "Lord, I empty all my unresolved conflicts and issues. I want to get rid of everything that would keep me from connecting with you today." L is for lift. Now we must lift our hearts in praise, petition, and thanksgiving to God. F is for fill. This is when we ask God to fill us with His Holy Spirit so that we will live in the fullness of His power and His blessings. So, SELF is surrendering. It is emptying, it is lifting, and it is filling. If we do these things in prayer every day, not only is our relationship with Christ going to be that much sweeter, but we will make an eternal impact on the world for Jesus. Please join us next week.